Solid performance from your team tonight, a 5-3 victory, maybe a little close for comfort at the end there, but jumped out early, didn't really look back. Overall thoughts on your team's play tonight?
Yeah, it was a hard game. You know, Kamloops always plays very physically. They're a tenacious team, and, you know, they play a strong, hard game. So I thought our guys did a really good job of also playing physical and also using our speed and, you know, also getting our legs under us after a really long road trip. And I thought the guys did a great job recovering and preparing for tonight's game. We have some things to improve tomorrow for sure, which we'll do. We know Kamloops is going to come even harder on Friday, so we'll need to be better Friday as well.
You guys seemed to get on Ferguson early. Was the strategy just to put pucks on net and then try to put home the rebounds? Because a goalie of his quality, he's going to, you know, make that first stop 9 times out of 10.
Yeah, it's a little bit more of a net front presence. You know, the goaltending in this league is so good. You always need to make sure you have people in front of goalies and around goalies. So if the first one doesn't go in, you can hopefully convert those secondary chances. So that was the majority of the focus in the offensive zone, was just making sure we had people around the net.
What were your thoughts on the three new acquisitions play tonight? Obviously, McDonald with the two goals, but still solid play from the other two as well. What were your thoughts on their play?
Yeah, McDonald, Miller, Kustra, they've all been great additions to the team. First and foremost, they're great people. They're great citizens. They fit in very well here with our culture. They're extremely competitive people. They work hard. They love to win and compete and play the game of hockey. And they're obviously really good players. They've worked hard to develop their games, and they bring quality play on both sides of the puck, offensively and defensively.
Another big win for your team coming off a long road trip. It seems almost that every time you guys come off these road trips, you're able to come out with a nice, solid win. It's almost like being away for a long time and finally getting that first sleep in your own bed. It just comes so easy. What is it for your team that seems to make these first games back just so smooth?
Definitely doesn't come easy. It's hard. It's really hard to do. You know, you have to recover, get your sleep patterns back in order, get hydrated. The road can be really fatiguing, but our guys take the game really seriously. I don't mean they don't enjoy it. They do, but they're professional with their preparation, and that obviously starts with our leadership group by example. And so the guys just take such good care of their bodies, and they're assisted with that by our medical staff and our training staff. So the guys are typically ready to play come game time once we get home.
The team tonight was the recipient of a couple good bounces, especially the Schultz goal. Is that, again, just perseverance, sticking with the play and following through?
Yeah, I think what you find in the game of hockey is if you do things right, you tend to get fortunate bounces. And it's just sort of that old saying of it's where, you know, luck is where hard work meets opportunity. And I thought our guys worked really hard today. The bounces were around the net. You have to work hard to get there. You have to work hard to get the puck there. And so, you know, fortunately, it bounced in our favor, but we've got to work even harder Friday.
Deep into the third period, the score was 5-1, but yet the shots were pretty close. The play was pretty close. What do you expect to see from Kamloops on Friday?
Exactly the same and more of the same. You know, they're going to work really hard. They'll be faster. They'll be more physical. They'll be harder to play against. They'll try to get more pucks to the net. We need to do the same thing. Each game in this league, I find, really improves game by game, day by day in the second half. So you need to be improving every day if you're going to stay ahead of it.
A tough schedule ahead here after Kamloops, there's Everett and then into Vancouver. How are you telling the guys to prepare and sort of take one game at a time?
We're telling them just that. Make sure you just focus on one day at a time, and not just game at a time, but practice days, recovery days. You can only control what you're doing in that moment. But again, our leadership group is just so mature and well-prepared. We don't have to do much as coaches on that. They pretty much handle it on their own.
Day off between the back-to-backs, does that change your approach at all, or, you know, does it help the team a little bit with that extra day to prepare?
It definitely helps. You know, it's good to help get recovered, especially as we mentioned, coming off the road trip. There can be some cumulative fatigue at times, so having tomorrow to recover, refresh, get re-energized for Friday, I think, is really important.